This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The World Health Organization on Thursday announced there'll be limited pauses in Gaza's fighting to allow for polio vaccines for hundreds of thousands of children. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
That's after a baby contracted the first confirmed case in 25 years in the Palestinian territory. Rick Piepercorn is the WHO representative in that area.
Without humanitarian pauses, as we call it, the CUN, a campaign delivery, which is already implemented in incredible constraints, complex environments, will not be possible.
The so-called humanitarian pauses will last for at least 3 days in different areas.
We have to stop this transmission in Gaza.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Ukraine said on Thursday one of its F-16 fighter jets made by the United States crashed while repelling a Russian airstrike, killing the pilot on board. The announcement marks the first reported destruction of an F-16 in Ukraine just weeks after Kyiv began taking delivery of the supersonic aircraft. It did not identify the pilot, but a unit of Ukraine's Air Force said one of its pilots had died in a crash on Monday while repelling a Russian air attack. Floodwaters have swept through many communities and villages in northern Sudan over the past 2 days, resulting in the deaths of dozens and collapsing hundreds of homes. According to a Sudanese civil defense spokesperson, 31 people have died so far in the north of the country due to the floods. Heavy rain and flooding across Sudan this month has impacted more than 317,000 people. That's according to officials who say 118,000 of those have been displaced. This is VOA News. The chief negotiator at U.S.-mediated peace talks on Sudan says breakthroughs for greater humanitarian access that were achieved in the first round of negotiations last week are holding and are expanding. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The United States Special Envoy for Sudan, Tom Perriello, credits the breakthroughs on the Sudan talks to the commitment of delegates from Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and the United Arab Emirates, among other participants, to alleviate the suffering of tens of millions of Sudanese. He says opening the Adre border became possible when negotiators got guarantees of access from the Sudan Armed Forces and the rival paramilitary Rapid Support Forces to allow aid to flow from Chad to Darfur. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
One of Japan's strongest typhoons in decades dumped torrential rain across southern regions on Thursday, leaving at least 5 people dead and injuring dozens. Local media reported, as authorities warned millions to seek higher ground due to possible flooding and landslides. It packed gusts up to 252 kilometers per hour as it smashed into Japan's main southern island, making it the most powerful storm this year and one of the strongest on landfall since 1960. Afghan women activists inside and outside the country have published videos of themselves on social media singing revolutionary songs against the strict morality laws that were formally codified by the Taliban last week. Reuters correspondent Emma Jaleh has more.
The Taliban suspended Afghanistan's previous constitution when they took over in 2021 as foreign forces withdrew and said they would rule the country according to Islamic Sharia law. Their restrictions on women and freedom of expression have drawn sharp criticism from human rights groups and many foreign governments since. Western capitals led by Washington have said the path to formal recognition of the Taliban is largely stalled until they reverse course on women's rights and open high schools to girls. The Taliban say they respect women's rights in accordance with their interpretation of Islamic law and local customs, and that they are internal matters and should be addressed locally.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jaleh. Venezuelan opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez faces an arrest warrant if he ignores a third demand to appear before prosecutors over the country's disputed presidential election, the latest summons said on Thursday. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA News mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.